It is that time of the week, a Thursday, somewhere around 10 to 5. It's actually 7 minutes to the hour. We always do something we call your house, your home. Different aspects of the places where we live. Today we're focusing on something that I must admit is very interesting to me, having spent some time in houses built with wood. Timber houses. How common are they in South Africa? Is this a building material that has particular advantages? Is it making any kind of comeback in people's list of choices or priorities? Let's find out. Dr. Skalk Grobbelaar is a senior lecturer in the Department of Engineering and Technology Management at the University of Pretoria. Dr. Grobbelaar, welcome and thanks very much for your time. Has the kind of technology of building houses using timber evolved in important and interesting ways over the last, well, however many years? My image is always the kind of typical log cabin thing. I would imagine it's gone way beyond that.
Good afternoon, John. Yeah, thank you very much for the opportunity. Yes, that is true. It has changed a lot. And the log cabin is actually a South African culture that we think of timber houses as log cabins. Internationally, that is not the case. Mm-hmm. In many countries, you can actually not tell the difference between a timber house and a brick and mortar house. But even in South Africa, it's changing quite quick. There are a number of companies and the universities and the institutes promoting timber construction in South Africa. And it's definitely, I think, growing in terms of interest. There's a lot of benefits that you can get by building with timber, and people are starting to notice it and choosing to use it.
Yeah, tell us what some of those benefits are. I mean, is it a price point? Is it aesthetic? Is it in terms of perhaps energy efficiency, cooling and heating? Run us through a couple of them.
Yeah, so one of the first benefits from an environmental perspective is the carbon dioxide thing. So with climate change and global warming being consideration, the difference between timber and other alternatives like steel and brick and mortar or concrete is that when a tree grows, it absorbs carbon or carbon dioxide, and the carbon forms part of the tree. So it actually reverses climate change, which is obviously a big benefit. But then the other benefit is aesthetic. It's beautiful. I have some beautiful pictures of really magnificent buildings, many of them actually in South Africa, which is interesting. And some of the other benefits is it's easy to work, it's light, it's strong, so you it's easy to build with.
Right.
It's easy to learn to build with it. Insulation is also a thing. Cost, it depends on a number of aspects. We've done some simulations. In some cases, it's cheaper, especially if you consider the foundations. A timber house needs a much smaller foundation than a normal building, so you can save quite a bit there.
Right.
And you can build much faster with timber. That's actually one of the biggest benefits, is the fact that you can build much faster.
What Prof, is Dr. Grobbelaar, is actually happening in the commercial space? Because that's often a good indicator of the extent to which South Africans are taking this up as an alternative. Are companies emerging, or is it still pretty much a specialized space in the construction sector?
There are quite a number of new incomers in the, let's say, timber construction, especially what we call mass timber construction, which is cross-laminated timber and glue lam. Glue lam has been around for decades. Cross-laminated timber, on the other hand, is a relatively new product developed in the 1990s in Austria. But there are already two companies in South Africa manufacturing cross-laminated timber, and a couple of others that are interested in manufacturing cross-laminated timber. So in that predominantly used for office buildings or commercial buildings. So there's definitely a growing interest in mass timber in South Africa as well.
Thank you very much. Dr. Skalk Grobbelaar joins us from the University of Pretoria, senior lecturer in the Department of Engineering and Technology Management. Simple question. Do anybody live in a timber house? Anyone thinking of building a home using wood rather than more conventional materials or more common materials, should I perhaps say? And if you're involved in building in that space, or maybe an architect who's become interested in designing homes with that material, give us a call. I'd like to to know more about this, and not only where it's being taken up and why, but what kind of things are people doing design-wise? Give us a call and give us your descriptive best on 011-883-0702 and 072-702-1702.